Drive safe with Fresh FM.
It's 7:45 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It's the finale, the last day of registration. That's a two vote in November. Did you vote? Did you register? And what was the process? Where did you register? And if you're not going to register today, you just decided you are not going to be one Namibia, one nation with this thing. Why? We want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. No. We did not go register yet. We are saving the last dance. Ons hebben ons altijd saved the best for last. So, ons gaan maak vandaag klaar. Hier is straks vol vandaag.
You know, this typical Namibian
dude. And it's just being comfortable enough to just...
Yeah, and it's really the way he's saying it. Like, no, I didn't know.
It's nothing,
it's
yeah.
Nothing.
We must get it done.
We'll get it done.
Why are you complaining?
We had Osinona also adding her voice to it.
Moro. Yes, I did register to vote.
Mm.
My experience was very, very pleasant. It was fast and, you know, it took me less than literally 5 minutes to be there and
yeah.
I was out. And I actually decided to make a bold decision as to delete people's numbers. If you did not register to vote, I'm going to delete your number, because what do you mean you did not register? Why are you being such an irresponsible citizen,
yeah.
Yet you are going to complain that there's no jobs, there's no what, but you did not register to vote. What do you mean? So yeah, I'm going to ask my contacts, show me your card. If you are refusing, I'm honestly going to delete.
We need to do better, guys.
We need to do better.
But known as being a bully, in 2024, we are saying, oh, we don't condone such things and we are woke and everything. Why is she bullying people?
No, why are people... You know what? Hey! You know how I feel about people that say things like they're not going to go vote. So
One last point here, a very, very valid point here from Mitchell. Have a listen.
Well, good morning to the Fresh FM team, NSK and Sheikh Wan. My name is Mitchell Mutumba Simata. I registered for this upcoming elections. Let me say the second day when the registrations were open.
Second day already.
So I was one of the few people that were there, few young people that were there when the process started. Yes, we had some glitches, but the system improved. You know, the sad part is NSK. When you look at the people who are registering, the day when I was registering, there was no young person in sight, probably one or two.
Mm.
These ones would come in and leave, would come in, look, and then leave. I was the only young person sitting there, probably the only person under 40. I was the only person there. It was mostly our grandparents and most of our parents, because these individuals take elections very seriously. And they understand, because many of these people were part of the people that were fighting for us to be allowed to be able to have a voice in our democracy. The thing is that many of the young people, they think that they didn't vote or they didn't go register, so they won't vote because of X, Y, and Z, need to realize that them not voting allows the same people, the same politicians, the same parties that they're unhappy with to remain in power and continue to govern them.
Mm.
And that is where I believe many of my fellow youth made a mistake to choose not to go register and completely stay away from registration for whatever reasons they have. But they need to realize that this is going to come back and bite them where the sun doesn't shine. And it's going to be, and it's the same, they're going to have maybe the same leaders they're unhappy with governing them for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So they need to understand that this is an expensive mistake they made. And unfortunately, probably voters education is not done properly in this country. That even if you choose not to go and vote, the party you are unhappy with that has been governing is the same party that's going to end up winning this election, and the margin will just be smaller. So they will realize later. But I myself, NSK and Sheikh Wan, like I said, I went and go register. I'm done. I have my my voter's card ready. So come the day of elections, I'm going to go vote. And the other thing I'd love to just say here is also that some people just go register to get the voter's cards, but do not go and vote the day of elections. But I am ready.
Mm. 7:49. Those are the views of the people.
I do foresee people asking for his number very, very soon. But anyway,
the voice and the poison is right. Dumulikeni Nyoma, independent political analyst, is a man that is also a man of the people. Has a long history of being amongst me and you. Good morning, Dimbo. How are you doing, my good sir?
I'm good. Good morning, MSK.
It's good to have you, Abuta.
Morning.
Yeah.
No, it's been a long
time.
You are our spotlight. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, Dimbo, You heard the views of the people. What do you make of it?
I mean, look, it's quite interesting to hear the voices of the young people, and particularly the interest that has come with this Get the Voters Card. Mm. And I think one of the argument that we've been making for a very long time is to say that how do we make the voters card fashionable, you know, for people to have. Remember that once you have your IDs mandatory, your driver's license is becoming mandatory now in terms of looking for jobs. And it's, you know, if you fail your matric, your AS or your grade 11, the shortcut to life is now get a driver's license. You'll be hooked up with a job somewhere. Because remember, once they ask grade 11 now, and then they say driver's license is added as an advantage.
Yes, yes, and yes.
That is how the driver's license has actually become fashionable for people to have. And I'm actually impressed to see how young people have now taken a photo on their statuses. So it's now the ID, the driver's license, and the voter's card.
The triple challenge.
Yes.
I don't know. I just made that up.
So now you'd see that trend going on for the past week now. And it's really to gear other young people to have an ability to go and register, those that are eligible to register. But one of the saddest thing, NSK, that you'll find is that it's not, and that is what the last guy said.
Yeah, Mitchell. Yeah,
Mitchell, with his whole names.
So
you find that it's not good enough that you just went to register, but it must be good enough for you to actually go and cast that vote. Because I can guarantee you now, we are at 1.3 million that have registered. Out of that 1.3, we'll still get an under a million people turning up to go and vote. Whether it's the process or whether it's glitches that you would find, then there will always be glitches. It's actually having that understanding and the patience to go and vote, ultimately.
Now you see, now Shekwan, this, you see, and you know what, we're gonna, just FYI, we're gonna have Christine Shetunyenga in studio in the next hour. She's the PR marketing manager for Social Enabled Education Youth, and she's gonna vote for the first time this year. And I'll also ask her this question. In many of the views, I've checked the national broadcaster, I've checked One Africa, I've checked TikTok, I've been following this thing, and the young folks is a problem. Yes, I know, but you also find adults that are saying,
"Why am I voting? Why am I supposed to vote? What change is going to come from
you?" See what
me
I mean? It's not just the
time.
Youth that is guilty of this.
Yeah. No. Remember why the emphasis is placed on the young people? It's because they make up close to 50%. Now, when we say young people, it's generally we are inclusive of the 45, the under 50 generation. To say that you make up the biggest chunk. If you look at people between the ages of, is it 64 to death, it's probably a 5%. And I'm eager to see the actual statistics once they come out.
Yeah.
And if you can look at the previous statistics, those people were less than 52,000 people. But the voter turnout of those 52,000 people was actually 90%.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where the problem comes. You get 46 to 60% that falls under the 60
category.
60 category, and you only find 45 voters turnout. So 45% voters turnout. So that's where the actual problem is. So it's not necessarily that people want young people to go and vote. It's to say that the young people, once they come out and vote, especially first-time voters, the average calculations that we're doing when we're really involved in these things, we're saying that, look, you'll need close to about an influx of 100,000 new voters that are coming in. So that 100,000 new voters need to hear a new voice. They need to hear a new perspective. They need to be convinced as to why.
We fought for this country.
No. That's not good enough. Because remember the unemployment rate.
We must protect the peace.
I mean, peace. they say you must protect peace, but which peace?
Especially 2024, what does that mean?
Because remember that when you speak about peace, the peace that my mother would speak about is that she no longer has to run with a gun and mahangu in the basket where she must go and survive off the next 3 days in the bush. When we speak about peace, in our context, is that you must be able to have decent shelter. You must be able to go to bed having at least 2 meals a day. at least, if not three, you know, you must be able to live under the conditions that are conducive for you. Water and electricity. I mean, I left my house this morning after I've put on the electricity yesterday.
And I
can guarantee you, that's not a pleasant face. You start asking, how many times do you guys cook in this house?
Yeah, man. People don't understand the struggles, man.
You see, so is that peace?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
those are the type of questions that are really going to be sentimental for young people and those that are going to participate in this election this year.
And you know what? I'm actually curious, Ne, because a lot of people feel that they have voted in the past, but there is not really much change. Like, what do you have to say to that person that feels that, what's the point of me going to vote even though I voted before and there wasn't necessarily much change?
I think let's address voter education one.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Voter education is not the responsibility, the sole responsibility of the Electoral Commission of Namibia.
That's true.
Because remember, ECN is just in the business of making sure that somebody, even if one person comes and register, we've done our job. Even if one person comes and vote, we've done our job. But the business of voter education is for those of you that are conscious, that have understood what election is, and the power of that vote to convince the next person to actually take the step. And now you would find that, for example, I'll tell you, that is not in the best interest of somebody who's governing to go and rally people to go and vote. Because remember, what does it mean? The more people turn out, it means that people either want to keep you in power or they want to remove you from
power.
So you're a bit complacent to say, is this the thing that I want to do or not? But anybody else who comes to the field of play, that is your business to make sure that everybody who believes in you goes and ultimately vote. It was said in 2019, when we were in these rallies and we were with a lot of groups, and we said, okay, so tomorrow, guys, we are going to vote, right? Yes, we are going to vote. Then the guy next to you says, no, but can I get my voter's card today? And you're like, dude.
Registration was done a while back.
So it's also a process of about how does the electoral campaign goes and how many people it picks up to give an interest to do that. Now, the crisis we face this year is that we're only going to do this once. Usually you do it in the beginning and then you'll have it for supplementary there at the end for people who have turned 18 and those that were not sure. But now, unfortunately, this year it's not going to happen. So today is the last day and there's no second chances. But what do we say to a person who has voted and feels that nothing has changed? I mean, all of us voted in the 2020 election, 2019 election. But what type of change were you looking for? And this is where, as a voter, the other part of our right that we neglect is that we just go, cast the vote, and then that's it. We go back home, we go and complain. But we don't go back to those political individuals or political parties that we have voted for.
And hold them accountable.
And hold them accountable. Because remember, it's not good enough that you just vote. It's good enough to see that change through. Because I can guarantee you that if you have voted for a particular councillor, if you have voted for a particular mayor or councillors that eventually vote mayors and those processes, you carry the responsibility to go back to those people and say, but look, I stood in a queue in 2020. I stood in a queue 2019. And therefore, I voted for this and you have not done that. Remember, elections is some sort of experimental thing. Look at countries such as Zambia. And people praise them and they say, but they have no loyalty to political parties. But they have actually loyalty to their country. Why? Because if HH has failed to promise on the promises he has made at elections, I can guarantee you he's not coming back to State House. Look at what happened in Kenya. For the first time, a peaceful country that has never done such things.
Yeah.
But the hustler gave people hope and gave people motivation to say, let's go and vote for a new dispensation. But he wanted to carry on with the old things that have been carried before by his predecessor.
Which
so eventually the young people say, no. Yeah. But this is not what we voted for.
Yeah.
I mean, we had an interesting discussion in class yesterday, and it had to deal with corporate governance. But we asked, how do we hold governments accountable?
Accountable, yeah.
And you know what the lecturer said? How many of you have registered? So if you have not registered to vote, we are canceling class.
And it was a low number.
And it was a low number.
Oh, wow.
It was a low number. So class had to end eventually because the lecturer said, what are we doing here?
The lecturer pulled a nona on.
Wow.
on.
Right?
It's 8 a.m. Stick around. We will continue with this conversation in a bit. Stick around.
Why do we love Formula One?
It's 8:09 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We really appreciate it. We still have Abudi Dimbu in the studio, our independent analyst, just to look at the fact that today is the last day of voter registration.
Yes.
And we seem to be very chill. Some are saying, well, we're not going to vote. You know, nothing is going to change. And this thing is not going to change. Real quick, Dimbu, right? We were discussing the responsibility here. ECN yeah. cannot be held,
for
voter education. Yeah. You know what I mean? As a lone fighter here. Mm. Now my question is, your verdict. Today is the last day of registration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had a good period. It was 2 months. I think was it a month and a half?
Yeah, 60 days.
60 days
yeah,
about. Okay,
about 2 months.
To register.
Yeah.
My question to you right now is, did the political discourse do enough to encourage their supporters and the general populace to go out and vote?
Vote,
according to your analysis right now.
I mean, when you look at the top three political parties that we have, that would be SWAPO.
As per parliament now.
Yeah, as per parliament.
Yeah.
But generally, it's in terms of the
because
magnitude.
You know, IPC is not in parliament.
It's not in parliament, but it's a registered political party that serves in the regional and local authorities.
Yes, okay, all right, all right.
Conversation. Mm. So if you take Parliament, for example, you take SWAPO, you take PDM as the official opposition, then you take LPM that follows that, you'd find that these three have really done, and you'd see that many of them had door-to-door campaigns around
people
to go and register. And they've really, really pulled all the strings.
LPM pulled your friend.
Yes, and we want to hear.
We saw it in the South Rat door to door.
And it really gets to show the importance of these elections.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And you see, I have my comments, and what you see is that once a political party moves in that direction, it then appreciates the importance of either growth or appreciates where they want to be in their plans. And it's important, you know, that when you need to pull everyone in, and it's not just LPM, you know, SWAPO is pulling a lot of people, you know, big names. Why? Because it is important to carry that narrative of hope. The narrative of hope, which in its sense is a narrative of job security, is very, very, very much important so that you get to buy into new strides, break new barriers. And you'd see that for LPM, as a party that is growing, wants to break into different sections.
Mm.
It's very important for them to have a figure such as Michael Amshelelo part of their team. Why? Because they now need, remember that at their formation, they were characterized as a NAMA party.
Yes.
NAMA party,
So now you need to diversify. They brought in the spokesperson from Zambezi so that you diversify that image
and
of the political
chief
party.
Chief in WEP, Utara. Being Herero,
you understand. Mm. So you break those barriers. That is very important. You see how IPC have been able to pull that off with their president, who has traveled almost every village. And we have 4,000 villages in this country. I want to get the statistics, how many villages he has been able to cover so far. We informed now he's going to, either this week or last week, he was in the Impalila Island. And you see that now the two Kavangos and the Zambezi regions are becoming hot contested areas.
Yes, they are.
Particularly for SWAPO and IPC.
IPC, yeah.
And you see the resources that SWAPO has deployed in those two regions, or three regions rather. And it's important for you to observe that as an electorate and see why is that important. It is because this is where SWAPO's voter swing comes in ultimately at the end.
And it's been the case for the last two voter cycles.
Yes,
that's
yes.
their voter swing states, regions.
Yeah. So then you ultimately now see that have they done enough? I believe they've done more than what is required for them to swing in this particular vote. What you should be worried about, Windhoek has a potential of about 350,000 voters that must register.
Mm.
As per the ECN statistics, we have gotten about 241. So we are short of close to over 100,000 voters that we still need to have put in the past 3 to 4 days, today being the fourth day. Are we able to do that? I don't think so. Of course, until last night, people were registering until, say, sometime past 9.
Oh, I thought they stopped at 7.
No.
Mm. Oh, no, then that's so not extra,
they
extra
extended
resource.
They carry
uh-huh. a duty, just like in elections. They carry a duty. Even if it's 7 o'clock, you must then find the last person and you deal with that person until they go. So it's still the same similar narrative. So, but you see that it's disappointing. Polling stations, for example, Baines has been open, and you walk past by Baines and there's nobody. You go to Emma, Wochenot, I'm now in Windhoek West. That's how I know this polling station.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been open for some time.
Yes, that's
but
true.
You get to see that our guys are not coming forth. And the numbers in Windhoek, for example, come in at Samora Machel, Tobias Ainyeko. I'm impressed by Moses Garweb.
Mm.
We must give kudos to those people. They're above 90% of voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
That's close to 40,000
people
that have been registered. My home constituency, Tobias Ainyeko, you can see we're just short of around in the 70s, close to getting to 80%. But those queues have still been there.
Mm.
Maybe it's a point where people are disappointed in staying in the queue for a bit longer, but it is a necessary exercise. And I can't leave without saying that Oshikango, that is now where we're coming from, Odibo, we've gone above the 100% notch, because I think it's an influx of those that are close by to register. And you see that Oshikango is becoming an interesting battleground in Angwena, in terms of a constituency and also part of the Elauna Fidi Town Council, where you've registered over 100% people.
And that's attractive for political parties.
Absolutely. Yeah. The percentages sound nice, but if you hear the amount of people that have been registered, it's a good number to have. Ultimately.
Yeah. Okay.
I've also seen the white counterparts, you know, because remember, elections is about constituencies.
Mm.
Who do you appeal to?
Mm-hmm.
And the white voter population is very, very important, because remember, even if there are two and you just get those two to vote for you, it's two votes that you've gotten.
Mm.
There has been, I've seen a couple of snippets, some of them that have actually gone to register in some of those circles. And we understand the discourses and how those white folks are actually encouraging their young ones to go and get
Oh, for real?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Because I went to register at Baines, there was a lot of white folks there.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I was just like, you came at your house for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an auntie who couldn't walk, and I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah, girl.
And she's been asked all the information, and she knows everything. She lives in there.
That's like, Macy. Okay, Tani.
Right? You know, you mentioned something very interesting about, you know, pertaining to obviously SWAPO and IPC, you know, fighting over the Sambezi region and Kavango and so forth. Hey, good news for Kavango West today is that a clinic has officially been opened for them after 12 years. My question to you is, why is it taking so long, or why did it take so long for the parties to state their manifestos? And I understand that we had this question the one time, and then someone just elaborated that, no, it's, you know, according to the constitution, they have to wait till, you know, whatever months before.
Yeah, so explain
but is
to
that
us
really
that.
Effective, yeah. though, for them to wait this long to state as to what they're standing for?
No. I think it's one of those political cards that you just pull at the last minute. Because remember, if I now start, this is what, you have 3 months, not 3 months, you actually have literally 5 months
mm-hmm.
into an election process.
Yes.
Now, if I start speaking about my message now, eventually by when the time it matters most, you've forgotten what I was speaking about. And that is why they'd rather not dispose these things now. Because that's why even in the election, in the electoral calendar, there is a space in when you must start your campaign,
mm-hmm.
when the candidate must be registered.
Yes.
And for me, it's backwards, because now we need to register candidates by the 16th of October.
What?
We are voting in the
20th.
In November.
Because my thing is, it's going to be an information overload.
In that small time.
Yeah.
And you know, today's generation, my man, like...
But here's the
five
real
minute
deal.
Noodles, bro.
Yeah, but here's the real deal. Do we really look at those and read those manifestos? I can tell you, we just go to the rallies and we want to listen to what are the promises that are being made. But one thing that you can effectively not take away from the IPC, and I don't think that their manifesto is going to be different from the message that they're actually saying. And this is the opportunity that political parties actually have now with these mini rallies that they are doing, with this door-to-door that they are doing. Remember, it's about canvassing a specific message. You'd see that the SWAPO party has consolidated its campaign message now. And you'd see that it appears on their posters. We are assuming
victory now, hard work tomorrow.
No, 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 no. It's something, like
it's something like that.
Victory today, hard work tomorrow.
Something like that. Oh, something like that.
No, it's towards sustainability and towards something around natural resources. I think it speaks to the oil and gas, the new industries that we have taken out. But you would see that message, that they're trying to centralize it so that it starts to begin to sink in. They have so many public talks. I'm just on TikTok. I've recently come back to X just to observe what has been happening. But you'd see that they've taken over that TikTok space, political parties. And I think they've understood that the new way to get to new voters is through TikTok. Because the more young people you get to imitate your message, and they actually get to spread
out,
that message across. And that is what is happening in terms of voter registration as well.
Before we let you go, Abudi Dimbo, and get ready for Christine, one very interesting TikTok that I saw is a young'un at NAS that said, I don't know these people.
Oh, yes, I just
I don't know these people.
Yeah.
I will most likely, if I go register, I'll probably just go on the guidance of my parents to say, hey, you must go vote for
this person.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So what is your message perhaps for the political discourse right now, if you're speaking directly to them? Keeping in mind, a 19-year-old is saying, I don't know you. I know Julius Malema more than you.
Yes.
I know Grayton McKenzie more than you.
Yes.
I know, what is this closey guy more than you?
Yeah, and more
I
than
know
you.
Cupcake more than you.
Yeah.
Okay, though, let's not forget Hustleman.
And who? And who? Sorry?
It's fine.
Stian Hazen, all these people.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. What is this? Swan Boy? I don't know. Maybe I've heard of Amushelelo. But I don't know even the names are even running away. There's Nudo, there's things
Nudo
like
doesn't
things what like, is going like on UDF, Hutesa, you know what I mean? Like who are the presidents there, guys?
Why? Are you Bragosa Mirrobo? I don't know.
The Real Houses dictate what happens at Nudo. What's happening?
Are
you not from the Real House? What's happening?
Okay, well, I am, but I'm removed from that.
But yeah, just your message, because as an analyst, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what is important, and when people are speaking about new voters, it's really about appearance. You see that the more you appear, and that is why everywhere you go in this country, the people will always now know who's Michael Amushelelo. You know, it's because he's constant, and this is what he does. Every day, he would give you about 10 to 15 posts.
Yeah.
Whether they make sense to you or they don't make sense to you,
he's there.
They're going up.
It's there. And remember, the human psychology works with what you see. And that is why, that is what you see now what the SWAPO party is doing. In terms of that account on TikTok, Netumbo 24, is to say that, look, the more we reproduce, and they've brought back their paper, by the way, Namibia Today. Yes, I saw that back now.
Wow.
It's interesting.
So remember, that is SWAPO's propaganda machine.
Yes.
So its duty is to say, how do we make sure that we are in the faces of people? And that is why you'd see, even after the certificates of the AR formation, you'd see now more activists have begun to come back and try to display their issues on these social media platforms.
Yeah.
It's around, I saw that there was a talk the other day with Prof. Mpanda on it, on X. And that is what you want to see in the political discourse.
Yeah.
It's actual people who want to take this contestation. And you see the alliance with Ali Angola has also been visible on those platforms. So what you want to see is the actual people who are going to contend or to be in this contestation, or people closer to those campaigns actually making public pronouncements. And this is what we don't have in this country. even when you look at parliament, it's a few people who actually make sense in our parliament. When you look at their social media accounts, it's few people who does that. You'd want to hear the politicians or political parties actually speaking about something that makes sense. Remember that there's a huge disconnect between a 19-year-old who does not come from any political background or has not come from a political centered home, and this person you are now telling them to go and register. Remember, I've known poverty my whole life. Even if you are telling me that the actual vote can actually bring bread to my table, I will tell you classical examples of what has happened in this country. That's why you have graduates who are today dying without actually attaining fruits of their hard work. And that is not what we want to see, but it's one of the motivating factors why it is important for you to get a voter's card.
Okay, well, Dimolekeni, we will leave it at that, but I have one thing to say, just one thing only. Then we must not get annoyed with McHenry Vanani if he's there pulling all these stunts of being on a horse and then taking a taxi and bathing in, Ombili. How? Why are we annoyed with Vanani then?
And also, why is it that winter is almost over and none of them have gone to live in Havana? And fetch water from the river.
and that's actually politics.
The problem, that's actually what needs to happen, right? Yes. Those tricks, those pickering.
And you know, the problem is that we get too sentimental and get too serious around this. When somebody says they've moved from this political party to that political party, you say, but that is a flip-flopper. Oh, no, he's running around here. No, that is politics. There is no permanent enemies. It's just permanent interest.
Oh, wait. My man. Ooh. Dropping bars. You'd say he's a rapper.
Right?
Grammy Award winning.
The boy is cooking.
I know he cooked. Dimu, thank you so much for your time, Akutsa. We appreciate it.
No, thank you. And and you guys must change this disclaimer: above average. There's no above average. This is actually the best breakfast show you can get in this.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
The best?
Above? What about above average?
No. That disclaimer.
Yes.
See, we're above average radio.
Why are you making that face? Is that how you think I look like?
Yeah. That's what you do.
He's wrong with that. Okay, finish your thoughts.
Yeah, so this is actually just the best breakfast show in the country. I can tell you, I've gone to as deep as Arawab, and I was there trying to look for the frequency, you know?
Yeah.
Because remember, when you wake up, and I wake up close to 6, and that's what you switch on your phone, an app that is there, and then you start listening. You actually make our day. And I mean, I must say it, because even my child, this whole week, we've been trying to call in that
Junior Fresh.
So that he gets, and he gets excited, and it's a thing now.
Wow.
You know, we used to leave home 6:45. Now we must actually leave home 6:15. So that, you know, I must drive slow, and he can call in before we get to school, and all that. So it is incorporated of everyone, and you don't get that anywhere else. And kudos, guys, and keep doing
it. Come on, man. Dimbu said it. If you don't believe us, at least believe Dimbu.
As some brief.
8:27, that's your time. We speak to Christine, a first-time voter, in the next 10 minutes or so.
Psst, listen up.